What's your thoughts on Jack Del Rio joining the Silver and Black?
I like it. He did a good job with the Jaguars. Unfortunately, when you don't have a quarterback, you don't win. So I think now he's Derek Carr to work with. Bill Musgrave and Todd Downing will take care of the offense and the quarterback. So I think they're in good hands. I like this coaching staff. It's very interesting. I think the defense will be better. Reggie McKenzie understands the challenge ahead. He's got to get the coaches better players to work with. He'll do that. Their needs are obvious. They have plenty of cap space. That's not a problem. It's now a situation where just add better, younger talent. It's about drafting and development.
I know Bill Musgrave is the guy who comes in. I know there's, you know, Jack's a defensive guy, but a lot of focus on what Bill's going to bring and what he learned last year in Philly.
Yeah, I think what he's going to do is, this is what I reported as soon as he was hired. A source close to a situation told me that Musgrave was going to take one thing from Chip Kelly's offense: speed. No huddle, fast break. Concepts are going to be different from what Chip ran, but he wants to go up-tempo. He saw how well that worked and how the defense had trouble setting up. It's sort of what Bill Lazor did with the Dolphins. He was a quarterback's coach for the Eagles and became the OC with the Dolphins. So he's going to do both. I think he's going to go up-tempo and fast and out of the shotgun. And Derek Carr is going to love that because, remember, the last 2 years at Fresno, he was in the shotgun. So I think that's going to be really good. It's going to be fun to watch, but now you got to get him some receivers to work with.
I know you're big on develop through the draft.
Yes, you remember. Yes, agency. You got it. Very good.
And
very good.
We had a great draft last year.
How did
you continue to build
Reggie
on that?
Reggie did a nice job. He did. He did a nice job. It's just, you know, the thing is they have new coaching staff, so now they've got to get acclimated to each other, the players and the coaches. But I think you're just getting better players in there. The holes are obvious. Defensive line, pass rushers, secondary corners, safety, offensive linemen, certain areas, the centers. I don't see Wisniewski coming back. Wide receiver, no depth, no starters right now. You got to figure that out. Well, Rod Streeter probably would be a starter if the season started today. Tight end, you need to upgrade there. Need better competition. Tavis Merritt's going to need some competition. Carr's the quarterback, there's no question. They're not drafting a quarterback early. You could see one late just for depth, but they still have a lot of needs. But CJ Moore coming back from his injury. Nick Roach is a guy that I kind of like. Sort of a sleeper player not many people know about. Obviously, Khalil Mack was phenomenal as a rookie. You'll see him as a pass rusher develop. Ellis and the young defensive line they have. I mean, this team's on the rise, but they still need a lot of talent. And that's what Reggie McKenzie and his personnel staff knows. And Jack Del Rio knows this. It's just about drafting and development.
Finally, just the combine in general. You know, you've been in high demand all day, yesterday, today. Yeah. This has just become, you know, media circus.
It is. You see us with ESPN. NFL Insiders is here. SportsCenter is here. This is our second year for NFL Insiders and SportsCenter here at the Combine. See SiriusXM NFL Radio. There's team websites as you guys, Eagles, Texans. It's a big thing now. Senior Bowl was big. There's a radio row there. I mean, over 1,000 credentials handed out by the NFL for this. It's incredible. And this is my 15th Combine coming here. My first Combine, 75 media members. That's it. And remember now, this is at Lucas Oil Stadium. We used to be at the RCA Dome. It's changed now. The access is a little different for all of us.